راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. A program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto His slave servant Muhammad, His honored family, and His rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed their footprints. Dear listeners, I would like to welcome you again to another in the series Glimpses from the Life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In this episode, we would like to conclude what we began about Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, the wife of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, remained in Abyssinia along with her daughter several years after the marriage contract on behalf of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was performed. She returned to Medina in the 7th year of Hijrah, while she was 40 years of age. She was accompanied with the delegate of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, Sharhabil ibn Hasana, may Allah be pleased with him, who went to Abyssinia to bring back the remaining early Muslims immigrants. Sharhabil brought all immigrants back in two ships to Medina. Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, was extremely happy and honored to join the blessed household as a wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. As I pointed out earlier, she was a widow, a mother, and 40 years old lady who immigrated to Abyssinia to protect her faith, and her father was one of the Meccan leaders at the time, and he was not a Muslim. Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, died during the reign of her brother Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him. Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, was one of the most honorable, respected, strict, religious, integral, and well-reverend Arab ladies of her time and every time. Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, reported 65 hadith statements of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. She was a great teacher who taught others what she heard and learned from the Prophet himself as an honorable wife in his household. It is authentically documented in Bukhari in his book, hadith number 1280, and by Muslim in his book, hadith number 1486, all reported that Zainab, daughter of Umm Salama, who said, I entered the room of Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, upon the death of her father, Abu Sufyan. Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, asked a maid to bring her some perfume, which she did. Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, commented, by Allah, I do not need any perfume at this moment. However, I heard Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, while at the pulpit, saying, it's not lawful for a woman who believes in Allah Almighty and the Day of Judgment to mourn for a deceased man for more than 3 nights, except for husband. In this case, she waits for the waiting period of 4 months and 10 days. We notice how the mother of believers, Ummu Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, obeyed and executed the command of the Prophet, peace be upon him, immediately upon the death of one of her most beloved men to her heart after the Prophet, peace be upon him, her own father. This reflects her thorough understanding of Islam, full commitment to it, and full obedience to the Prophet, peace be upon him, who taught her Islam. Muslim also reported in his book, Hadith number 728, relating from Umm Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, that she said, I have heard Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, saying, whosoever offers 12 rak'ah prayer within a day and night, 24 hours, as voluntary prayers, a house in Jannah, paradise, would be erected for him or her. As such, Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, concludes, I had never neglected offering and maintaining these prayers ever since I heard that statement from the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah, the Almighty, be pleased with Habiba, radiyallahu anha, and please her as well for the sacrifices she had done, the knowledge she preserved and passed on to us from Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and for her own dedication to Islam. How a husband and wife deal with one another. Abu Dawood, in his book of Sunan, Hadith number 1565, reported that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, related the following. Once Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came in to my dwelling and noticed few heavy silver rings on my fingers. He, peace be upon him, spontaneously posed, O Aisha, what are these rings for? Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, quickly replied, O Messenger of Allah, these are rings I made of silver in order to use them as ornaments to beautify myself for you. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, posed, O Aisha, do you pay the due zakah, charity, for these jewelry rings? Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, replied, no, I don't. Or she said something similar to this. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, commented, this is sufficient of the hellfire torment for you. This is the type of a very subtle, honest, strong advice and warning from a sincere husband to his beloved wife. His close ties and relationship with her did not blind him from his duty to give her the appropriate, sincere advice that is needed for that scene. Many benefits could be easily driven from this incident. The following are only few of them. We can vividly notice how keen was our dear and beloved mother, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, to look her best for her beloved husband. She was meticulous in presenting herself in the best manner in order to please her husband. She used what is condoned and acceptable of the ornamentation, fashion, and designs for her era. This is, of course, a call to every believing Muslim wife to attempt to look her best in her home for her husband. Women or wives are encouraged to use lawful items without exaggeration and causing financial burden to the husband and household for the acquired ornamentation. In fact, Abdul Razzaq, in his book titled Al-Musannaf, the classified book of hadith, reported that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was once asked for an advice by a married woman about what ornaments to wear to look her best for her husband at home. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, offered one of the best advices for a married woman as follows. Clean yourself properly. Look the best you could, as if you are going for a visit, or someone is coming to visit you. If your husband commanded you, obey him. If he took an oath that you should do a specific matter, fulfill his oath. Don't let in his home any person whom he does not like to let him in or he dislikes. Indeed, this is one of the best advices for a wife anywhere and anytime. Both husbands, Muslims and wives, must attempt always to look, smell, and maintain the best appearance they can for each other at home. They both should not neglect their appearance in order that they would continue to be attracted to one another as a husband and wife, a matter that is still encouraged even in this era. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, set the best example by his own practices in this regard. He was known to very much like the nice smell and hate any bad odor. He always smelled good, peace be upon him, without fail. He always dressed well, though modest, but always clean and tidy. In fact, once Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, ate some honey which had a strong odor at his honored wife, Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with her, the daughter of Umar, radiallahu anh, and when he visited his other wives that night, they commented on the bad odor of the honey he ate. They plot to do so out of jealousy. From that point on, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, restricted himself to eat strong odor honey in order not to smell bad. Later on, Allah Almighty states in the glorious Quran, Surah Tahrim, declaring unlawful, that is Surah 66, verse 1, O Prophet, why holdst thou to be forbidden that which has made lawful to thee? Thou seekst to please thy consorts, but Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Additionally, Imam Muslim reported in his book Hadith number 253, and Bukhari also confirmed the same in his book Hadith number 5268. Muslim reported that a companion called Shuraih bin Hani asked Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, what did Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, do upon entering his home? Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, related, whenever Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, entered his home, he brushed his teeth with siwak, the wooden toothbrush Muslims use. Muslims all over must follow the practices of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and apply them unto their own life. Muslims should attempt to look at and smell their best, as Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had done throughout his life. Muslims should apply the personal hygiene on a regular basis in order not to distract people and cause their close friends and associates any inconveniences ever due to a bad odor and untidy looks. Muslims are urged to follow the example of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, by wearing decent, though modest and maybe inexpensive, but always clean, tidy, and good-smelling clothes. Islam enjoins on Muslims ablution for their five daily prayers. Islam also enjoins on Muslims to take full bath at least once a week in the moderate climate countries on Fridays. Islam enjoins on Muslims to wear clean and tidy clothes for Friday prayer. That was the habit of the Messenger of Islam throughout his life. God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with you the conclusion of the story of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in his own home and with his blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell and special thanks to our sound engineer, Mr. Khalid Al-Jarbu', and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented Glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas.